I tried to find the lyrics to the song. It goes like, I'm trying to love you like a gangster. Baby, would you answer? Give me love, give me to you faster. Because you're fucking with a gangster. And I wanted the Miss Banks version.
Oh.
But then the two lyric sites I went on to find that both had like you cut to turn off your ad block. And I'm not turning off my ad block just to hear some words, girl.
No, mama.
I'm not doing that for you.
Mm-mm.
So, yeah, that's the intro. Hello, everyone. You listen to that.
Not this.
We're having a great time today. Everything's going very well.
Great time today. Hi, hello, how we doing? Also, welcome to the breakdown of Black Pride, because I didn't go, so Dan's going to tell you. But let me tell you something from the streets before we get into that real quick. I don't know about you, Danielle. I don't know about you, but I am officially in my I'm getting old era. Let me tell you why. I sat down today earlier during my lunch break. And I had a 15 to 20 minute nap, something that I will never do. And I was like, is this who I am now? And to top it off, I found 12 gray hairs in my beard today and I was having a fucking panic attack.
I mean, the gray hairs were coming anyway.
Oh, baby, at 34? Oof!
The napping is tough. I still don't do the middle of the day nap because I don't trust myself to wake up. And I know at some point someone's going to message me or try and call me and I'm just not going to be there. So there was a one time where I took some very strong painkillers because I had this stomach thing and then I passed out.
Mm.
So that was very fun. But what I have started doing, and I did today, and I can't not do, is if I go to work, if I work from home, I finish my day at like 5:30, whatever. I will immediately go to sleep. And it's really annoying because I want to use that time to like get up, go to the gym, do whatever. But no, I'm asleep. And I don't even need to take off my clothes. I don't need to climb under the covers. I just need to go horizontal.
Yeah.
Gone. And then as some people will know, I will wake up hours later having missed everything I was meant to do.
It's a very me thing to do as well.
No, I support the middle of the day nap, but it is a sign of...
No, I believe it. You know how we have you know how people have nana naps? I believe in that now. But you know what we need to bring back? Remember back in the day when you were in school, where you'd be like, have a nap after lunch. I miss those days.
We never had a nap after lunch at school.
Really?
Nah.
Oh my God. Not in Trinidad, honey. After school at 2 o'clock. Where it was so... You'll get up the last dinner break at between 12 and 1:30, and then you'll have a nap from 2 till 3:30.
And what you did after 3:30?
Go home.
So you're doing... No, see, we had to get there like 7:45, 8 o'clock in the morning, okay? No, but why are we getting up that early?
Oh,
who's that?
God.
I had to get up that early for it. And then we had to go... You just go all day. You'd have like 6 periods split up by how many things. You have 15-minute break sometime in the morning. Then you have lunch. And lunch is like 12:30 till 1. Mm. And then you had to run your last 2 periods until 3:30. Then you go home. And as you had after school activities in which you stayed till like 4:35.
Yeah.
And then you go home. And then while you're home, you didn't go to nap because you were like, oh, you got to get the homework done. Whereas I had to get my homework done.
Yeah.
My brother thought homework was optional, which turns out it was. Because I don't see it. They got jobs now. They seem fine.
Bury that.
So yeah, and then you do hours of work at home and then you'd eat dinner and then you'd have to like calm down.
Yeah.
That's too much. That's kid. Why are we working so hard?
You know what? Before we get into, let me tell you something this week. Can I just say something real quick, right? How in the fuck, when we were younger, they used to make us do simultaneous equation. X equal Y. What the fuck is X now? What the fuck is Y now?
I'm down for that again.
No.
I would like... Can I just spend 2 hours of my day learning GCSE level maths again? Because I loved me some GCSE level maths. That was some fun shit.
What's X? Okay. What's Y? What is this something of pi?
Pi is always about circles and she turns up when you don't expect her. She's it was A level maths where I was like, I think we've reached my limit of what we can do. And I specifically, in my last A level year, like I knew I was going to ace mechanics and statistics, right? Oh. I was getting them down. Okay?
Yeah.
Core 3, I was a bit like, I think I get her, but I'm not sure. Core 4, I didn't even understand in class.
Yeah.
And the time to ask questions had passed.
Oh my God.
So I was like, there is a good amount of this paper. I can get enough marks in the first half of this exam that those hard integration questions where you're integrating by parts or doing any of that nonsense, I don't need to know how to do that. So I went into that exam. I answered the questions I could. And I was like, I just need to get a D on this exam and I'll get an A overall.
Yeah.
I got it. I got my D. I got the A overall. I was like, that's how you do exams.
Can I ask you something? What do you think was my three most outstanding things in school? What do you think it was I was good at?
Suckery.
Oh, not suckery.
Of your classmates.
Oh,
I'm sure they had great reviews.
Not suckery.
I think you were probably good at like geography.
Oh my God.
No, actually no. I've seen you try and get a place.
Ah!
No. I don't English.
Mm.
Were you an English girly?
You are not far. So I was. I got an distinction. I got A+ in English. I was top of the class and won star pupil in GCSE drama. Of course, I did.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I got distinction in dance.
You did dance.
Yeah.
Dance was an available option for you.
Yes, it was.
Oh, it wasn't for me, which is probably good.
Yeah.
Although, no, if I'd have done dance as a kid, I'd probably follow some choreography nowadays.
Oh, you would have been a West End girly. 100%.
You want me to cook this show. Thank you, everyone, for listening. This video I've seen Laura Gaze. I will not stand for that.
Not you, a West End girly. Be like, oh my God, you haven't met Dan? Oh my God, he's so good at musical theatre. I love him. He's really fun at parties. He can do a paraboree. Go on, Dan. Do a one position for us. Yes, lift that leg, hunty.
Are you done? You feel good about that?
Yes, felt good. Felt good.
Okay. Nick, let me tell you some stories of the street.
Go on, tell me. Talk to me.
I am obviously in the best mood I've ever been in.
Well, I was going to say this voice sounds a bit croaky. What's going on? Hell,
the voice is a little croaked up.
Do tell, because you had a luscious weekend, didn't you, Miss Ma'am?
Yeah, you can blame Lady Phil.
Oh, Lady Phil, give it up for Lady
Phil. Actually, firstly, you can blame me and Philip because I decided I was going to go out Friday night. After seeing like I commit myself to be responsible, but then I wasn't. And, you know, sometimes the emotion gets the best of you and you just have to get really drunk.
Mm.
So we did that on Friday. And then on Saturday.
Which is different for you. You're usually a very composed girl, I feel it.
You say that and then you find me crying in the smoking area. Girl, well, I was in tears in the smoking area.
Not you me. Crying.
Area is the only smoking area I have seen to be crying in. I need to stop going.
Did you have Sambuca or gin? Because that's like a crying factor there.
I don't know at what point.
Oh, God.
I remember crying at smoking area. I remember leaving. Whatever happened in between, that's between the security cameras and God.
Was that crying, or were you just emotional crying, drunk mess?
I was just having a little moment.
Aww.
Let's have a little moment, but it's okay. Over. And then I went to Black Pride. Now, Black Pride is really fun, but I got a few things.
Wait, you missed out Saturday.
Saturday is Black Pride.
Didn't you go to... Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Forget. Sorry, my bad. I forget the day changed. My bad.
Yeah. So Saturday is Black Pride. So went on Black Pride, had like 3 hours sleep, woke up, got ready, looked cute, went and met the boys. Okay. Had a really fun time at Priest. Yeah. Got there, had a really good time. Yeah. I have just a few complaints about Black Pride. And I said them last year and I'm saying again this year.
Yes.
Complaint number one, the music is not loud enough.
Correct.
I don't know what you're setting up with the audio systems, but we need to make it louder. We need to push the boundaries, especially because you do it during the day.
Mm.
And I know there's noise limits or whatever, but if there's noise limits, we need to move you to Brockwell Park.
Correct.
We need to get you somewhere else because I don't care. The music is not loud enough for what I need. Mm. And we need to sort that out.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately. Immediately we need to sort that out. Mm. Number two, everyone please stop talking. There's something about us, black queer people of color, we love to get on stage and we love to say some kind of heartfelt message or speech.
Mm.
And I get it. I love it. I rate it. What I don't need is everybody, host, performer, guest, everybody who gets on that stage to make a speech and us to have to go woo to, okay? Let's decide who are our speakers throughout the event and let's let them do it. The rest of y'all, show me what you're good at, which is your music, your performance, your everything like that. Give me that. Stop talking. I don't need it. Okay? I just absolutely do not need it anymore a day in my life. Okay? Don't talk to me about it in any way. Number three. Now, this is a thank you to Black Pride. And I don't know if this was because I turned up late or I wasn't paying attention or the change in date meant the scheduling didn't work out. But there was a certain performer who I will name who was not there this year. And I am incredibly happy. And that is the Beyoncé Experience.
Oh, not this. Not the Beyoncé Experience.
Now, I have spoken about my opinions on the Beyoncé Experience many times. And I want to caveat this because I want to say I do not mean that the Beyoncé Experience should stop what they're doing. You are perfectly free to do what you like, perform how you like, make yourself, like, do it. I am not going to stand in your way, but I'm allowed to have an opinion on it. And my opinion is, girl, if you will call yourself the Beyoncé Experience, you better be the best person on that stage. And you never are. But this year, I didn't have to see it. So I'm happy about that.
Small win for the black crowd. Small win. Yeah,
I didn't have to run around this year asking people if they'd interview Vergadio, which was funny.
Did you?
From last year. But you were there. How have you forgotten that?
Oh, I thought you were doing it this year for somebody. I was like, what?
No.
They were there this year, apparently. But, you know, you would not have known because I wasn't there.
No. Well, there was another reason I noticed somebody wasn't there. So, Nick Charles, co-host, renowned, what's the word here? Reliable attendee at events. On Saturday was also our good friend, Felipe's birthday.
Oh, the good-ass queen. Felipe.
I get to this event. Felipe's like, Nick's not here. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, no, Nick's not here. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then I was like, oh, I know what you mean. And then so I, Daniel James Paul. Ooh, you ever cut out my...
Oh, not the full name on the podcast. Leave it in.
Cut out my full name.
One time in 4 years. Not this. Not this in the 3 years.
Oh, my God, she's getting bleeped.
Not a real name.
But anyway, I have to step behind the DJ decks.
Did you?
Be the backup DJ for Felipe's party. Now, I have had 2 hours, 3 hours sleep, maybe. I have been out all day and all of the day before. I am struggling. But if I don't know what that girl likes, I'll put her some great songs. I gave her a nice little speech. See how it was just one little speech? Mm-hmm. The end of the night, we ended on a Britney Spears song, because she is Stan. Mm-hmm. There was reggaeton. There was R&B, there was Beyonce, there was Rihanna. The girls were having a great time. So was I. We went to two brewers. I got too drunk and threw up and then went home.
Oh, love that.
But yeah, that was the weekend. That was Black Pride.
Oh, love that. Love that. Oh, well, I'm sure you had a lovely time. I'm glad you had a good time. Meanwhile, I did nothing of the sort this weekend. I just needed to regroup, rethink, and do nothing. You know, so in a way, you just have those moments where you're like, you know what, my life is in the fast lane. Let me just slow down.
I'm glad for you.
It was nice. It was nice to do nothing, which never really happens. But compared to this fucking weekend that's about to fucking dawn on me, oh, I'm tired already. It is almost Wednesday and I'm already tired for the week ahead.
Should we just call the episode there? 15 minutes. Just a mini episode. We can't be bothered, girls. Black Pride killed me. If you can't tell, I'm absolutely destroyed. There's nothing left. It's Tuesday. Black Pride was on Saturday. Okay. Let me live.
Before we go, I just want to give a shout out here for somebody. A little shout out to the wonderful, the beautiful, the lovely Serena Williams, welcome to the new child in your life with your husband. Yes, for you.
She had a baby.
Yeah, she had a baby, girl. She had a child. I think the baby is called a second child together. And The man is manning. That's what I'm going to say. The man is manning. Good for her. Good for you, Serena.
Good for you.
You know what? I actually miss seeing them on the court sometimes because those girls just do it for the black girls. But yes, I think this is a nice, concise episode that we can give the girls this week. Let's wrap it up.
There you go. You got a mini episode and said nothing at all.
There you go. 15 minutes of fame, bitches. Right. You could find, I'll be back next week, most likely in bits and pieces. And then we'll have to sail the ship because Manchester Pride is slowly dawning on me. And you know.
Oh, yeah, we can swap roles.
Don't expect Eddie. Yeah. Don't expect nothing from me on that Tuesday.
We didn't change recording days. We used to do recording on Tuesday because we were like, it doesn't matter what you do on the weekend.
Yeah.
We'll be getting there. We'll get fine. And everything's going to be okay. But we are so in our 30s.
We are.
How am I still struggling?
How? On a Tuesday, girly. On a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday evening. I had a nap and everything. Oh.
You know what? Work well done. Right, let's get out of here. You can find me, Nick. I almost said Nick James. Nick Charles NDN. What is going on with me today? It's Nick Charles, Instagram and Twitter and X and Threads, of course, Dan James LDN, Twitter, XTube, X, Threads.
The way my bank account's looking, that XTube OnlyFans is coming.
Right,
I gotta get some more money in these things. There needs to be more gold in this vault.
Right, we'll see you. Get out of here. Bye, hunty.
Bye.
Have you seen Iggy Azalea's bringing new music out on Friday?
After what she... No, I don't care. Have you seen how sweaty I am?
I mean, did you not like I Am the Strip Club?
I mean, yeah, but did you not hear what she said about Tory Lanez?
No.
Go look it up.
Ooh! She's been a bitch tonight.
She's been a bitch tonight.